飞盒。
Heather 咧就霹雳火腿。师母系火焰关节姊妹。一家人就得意。Our whole family has interesting. I'm the one-handed bandit. Samuel's the red-faced Superman. Heather's got fire legs, and Kitty has fire joints. 呢個星期好感恩啊，因為頭先報告冇講啊，即係報告就可能我哋唔記得咗講。有個好大感恩嘅事啊，即係 Pete 一家咧就移民局接受佢嘅申請，而家等審批，批咗佢兩個月嘅簽證喺澳門。感恩，Pete's family has received the immigration has accepted their application, wait for their approval, and they were given a two month extension on their visa. So praise God for that great victory. Last week, Pete talked about Isaac finding a bride, and today we're going to continue in the same chapter. 上個星期咧，彼得牧師咧同我哋講以撒即係揾太太。我今日咧就要喺呢個經文咧繼續睇落去嘅因為喺呢個經文裏邊咧，我哋有好多嘅好寶貴嘅聖經嘅教導嘅。那個聖經咧就好得意嘅，喺某一個嘅經節裏邊咧，可以揾到即係唔同嘅特別嘅道理係教導我哋。And the Bible is a wonderful book because in one chapter, in one verse, many times we can find many different levels or many different facets of teaching. 咁啊，上個星期啊，牧師同我哋教導咧，即係點樣尋找神嘅旨意。And last week, Pastor Pete told us how to learn the will of God. 咁啊，呢個亦都喺呢個經文裏邊啊，一個好寶貴嘅一個教導。And that's a very important teaching from this chapter. This chapter also is a wonderful love story, and it's one of the few love stories in the Bible, and it's just an amazing story to read. 但呢一章聖經咧都係一個好美麗嘅愛情故事嘅。喺聖經裏邊唔係好多嘅愛情故事，有第幾個？呢個其中一個係好美麗嘅。And there's another wonderful part about this chapter that we're going to look at today. 但係今日咧有另一個嘅特別嘅教導咧，係我哋今日要睇。我哋知道神咧就係建立婚姻 ，and we know that God has established marriage. 婚姻係神所賜嘅，同埋婚姻係社會嘅骨幹。And God established marriage, and it's a gift from God, and it's also the backbone of society. 咁啊，所以神咧就係好關心你嘅愛情故事。So God is interested in your love story.因為佢係關心你未來嘅婚姻或者目前嘅婚姻 ，because God is interested in your future marriage and He's also interested in your marriage today. But we're not going to look at the marriage aspect today. 我哋今日唔係睇婚姻嘅部分，我哋要睇另一個嘅原因，同埋我覺得呢個係24章擺喺聖經一個好重要嘅原因。We're going to look at the third aspect, and I think this is the reason why chapter 24 is in the Bible.Because it's a very important teaching. And as we've been talking about Isaac representing Christ, 我们有一个教紧呢就以撒呢就代表基督 and his birth, and his, the way that Abraham went to sacrifice him. And now as we look at how his servant found a wife, we can see many relationships to the life of Christ. 我们从以撒个出生亚伯拉罕就要将他献上当活祭同埋而家個仆人去尋找一個太太俾佢咧，都係睇到好多同基督嘅生平係相似嘅地方。The Old Testament is not a bunch of stories. It's the history of Israel, but it's also things that God put in the Bible to teach us spiritual truth. 教育聖經唔單止一啲嘅故事，即係佢以色列嘅歷史。但是他是神揀選一些特別的事呢就要反映到一些屬靈的真理給我們認識 And so as we read through this Let's learn this spiritual truth That God wants us to learn 所以當我們看的時候我們認識到神要我們學 네가 쏠링 했잖네. I want to read from 24 verse 32 to 41. 그럼 우리 또 야세 42절 And I'm going to read in Chinese, so you in English have to follow in your own Bible. 那人就进了拉班的家，拉班射了骆驼，用草料围上，拿水给那人和跟随的人洗脚，把饭摆在他面前。 叫他吃，他却说：我不吃，等我说明白我的事情再吃。拉班说：请说。他说：我是亚伯拉罕的仆人，耶和华大大赐福给我主人，使他长大，又赐给他羊群、牛群、金银、皮。 薄皮、骆驼和驴，我主人的差子撒拉年老的时候，给我主人生了一个儿子。我主人也将一切所有的都给了这个儿子。我主人叫我起誓说：你不要为我儿子娶迦南地的女子为妻，你要往我父家，我本族那里去。 为我的儿子娶了一个差子，我对我主人说：恐怕女子不肯跟随我，跟我来。他就说：我所侍奉的耶和华必要差遣他的使者与你同去，叫你的道路通达，你就得以在我家、我父家、我本族那里。 给我的儿子娶了一个差子，41节，只要你到了我本族那里，我使你起的誓就与你无干。你若他们若不把女子交给你，我使你起的誓也与你无干。一齐低头祈祷 ，Let's pray。 主，所以我哋多谢你，我哋今日能够喺你嘅殿当中一齐睇你嘅话语。主，我哋求你透过呢个圣经里边去教导我哋，让我哋更加明白到耶稣基督嘅爱，让我哋更加明白我哋基督徒嘅使命，让我哋喺呢个使命里边去参与，去将你嘅福音去传俾其他人嘅。所以我哋求你俾我哋喺睇到圣经嘅时候，你一路明白，一路吸收，一路晓得你同我哋讲嘅说话。所以我哋多谢你，主，求你使用孩子好清楚、好释放。 解释你嘅道，我哋恭敬交托，奉耶稣嘅名求，阿门。嗱喺呢度，我哋见到咧呢一个嘅仆人被派去，系作为一个使者嘅，就系要揾个太太被以撒。And so here we see the servant was sent out as a messenger to bring a wife, find a bride for Isaac. And we must look at in the Bible. There's a very special teaching where, the bride and the groom have a representation of Jesus Christ in the church. And our relationship with God is God established marriage so that we can experience what it's like to have a relationship with God. When I tell you that, in the Bible, this wife and my husband are representing the church and the 因为神系设立婚姻，婚姻系要俾我哋明白到我哋同神之间嘅关系应该系何等嘅甜蜜。所以呢个仆人咧向利百加咧嘅家庭解释佢嘅使命嘅时候，我哋睇到佢讲述咧佢嘅主人系几咁伟大。So we see as the servant is explaining to Rebecca's family about his master and how wonderful the master is. He's trying to show them that, oh, my master has all these camels and all these sheep. My master is blessed. He's a wonderful, he's a powerful guy. 他说,我的主人有羊群,有牛群,有很多骆驼,他有很多钱,他很伟大的. And he's explaining how wonderful his master is, and in a way, as the Holy Spirit explains to us how wonderful God is. 同样圣灵同我们解释神是多么伟大的神是给我们知道祂的重要。And so even as we as messengers of the cross, as we go out and we share the gospel with people, we must tell them how wonderful our Father in heaven is. He's got the sheep on a thousand hills. 我们作为基督徒 做呢個福音嘅使者，我哋要話人聽神係幾咁偉大嘅啊！因為佢有千萬上嘅牛頭係屬於佢，所以我哋睇得到以撒就係好似一個代表基督咁樣。And so Isaac's life is a type of Christ, as we just said, his birth, the sacrifice, and now getting a bride. 所以我哋睇到以撒咧就係代表基督，佢嘅出生，佢亞伯拉罕獻以撒，同埋而家佢尋找呢個差子。呢個仆人咧代表聖靈 ，and this servant is representing like the Holy Spirit。利百加咧係代表信徒 ，and Rebecca represents the believer, the bride of Christ。信徒係神嘅新婦。Now, I don't usually teach allegorically. I'm not into allegoric type of teaching, but sometimes in the Bible there's so obvious representations that we cannot pass over them. Yeah, 我喺聖經裏邊好少會教到呢啲嘅代表或者預表式嘅嗰種講道法。但係聖經裏邊有時咧，呢啲預表係太過明顯、太過清楚咧，唔講唔得嘅啊。同我一齊打開聖經睇以弗所書第五章。And let's turn and look at Ephesians 5, verse 25.以弗所書第五章第廿五節，以弗所書第五章第廿五節話：你們作丈夫的要愛你的妻子，正如基督愛教會，為教會舍己。So husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church and gave his life for the church. 我哋見到耶穌呢係愛教會。耶穌愛教會嘅意思就係耶穌愛你。And Jesus loves the church. And loving the church means that he loves you. Jesus loves you. Loves you more than you can imagine. 佢愛你超過你所想嘅。好難明白。他用最好的方法表达他的爱，就是写记。And he used the most amazing method to show his love. He gave himself. He died on the cross. And Easter is coming when we celebrate the death of Christ on the cross. 我们就来复活节了，天大敬拜的时候都讲过，在复活节期间我们纪念到耶稣为我们写的十字架。这个是他表达他的爱，伟大的爱，不要某一种爱比这个伟大，就是为朋友舍己。And there's no greater love than for a friend to lay down his life for a friend. And Jesus did that. 耶稣为我们而死。这个表示他的爱，在他的牺牲里面，他的爱被显明出来。And in the sacrifice of Christ, his love is revealed. 那我们记得，我们讲到以撒，亚伯拉罕献以撒，但以撒不用死。但是耶稣是要死。 And as we looked at Abraham offering Isaac, Isaac didn't have to die, but Jesus did die because he loves you, and he died on the cross. 他有这种爱，爱我们。 He has this great love for us. Look in Revelation chapter 21, verse 9. 你看启示录21章第9节，启示录21章第9节。Revelation 21 verse 9. 拿着七个金碗，盛满末后七灾的七位天使中，有一位来对我说：你到这里来，我要将辛苦，就是羔羊的差，指给你看。我要将辛苦，就是羔羊的差。指給你看。 I will show you the bride of the Lamb. 羔羊就是耶稣，耶稣是我们的羔羊，为我们而死。辛苦羔羊的差就是教会。 And so Jesus is the Lamb. He died on the cross, the sacrificed Lamb. But we are the bride of Christ. 在歷代呢,所有信耶穌的人都成為呢個神父. And all the saints, all the believers throughout history make up the bride of Christ. It's a marvelous relationship that we have with Christ. It should be an intimate, personal relationship, a loving relationship.
是一个很特别的关系我们与神之间是应该是一个亲密的甜蜜的一个关系历代所有的信徒一起做这个的有这个特别的关系与基督一起
那我们看哥林多后书11章第2节 Look in 2 Corinthians chapter 11 verse 2 哥林多后书11章第2节 2 Corinthians 11, verse 2.
哥林多后书11章第2节说, 我为你们起的愤恨, 原是神那样的愤恨, 因为我曾把你们许配一个丈夫, 要把你们如同清洁的童女献给基督。
This is a beautiful